Hello everyone, this is Day One Update. My name is Gricomel, and I am joined by two people today. One of them is different, and you can introduce yourselves now.
Hi, I'm Air.
Hi, I'm Guggen.
Yes, we replaced Gulzar with Guggen today.
Gulzar has been deemed unfit for the role of Day One Update. We went through the hard decision of letting him go and bringing on Guggen, who is...
better.
Yes.
We replaced a G with a G.
You guys won't even be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. All right, Guggen, so...
Gulzar did not have a sex change.
Okay. Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, we can say whatever we want. Guggen, introduce yourself. Who are you?
I have to introduce myself. I didn't prep for that.
Say whatever you want.
Oh, I mentally did not prepare for this. I'm Guggen. I am Gurkumbel's wife.
You could tell we looked really far for a replacement for Gulzar.
this was not favoritism.
Yeah, I've never done a podcast before, so we'll see how this goes. But yeah.
It'll go pretty well.
I hope so.
So you know this is a pop culture game, movie, TV show, whatever, podcast. So introduce yourself in that realm.
I'm the worst person to be on this podcast then. I don't really do any of the above, but being married to Gricomel, I'm kind of forced to watch movies now, so I think I could talk on it a little bit.
Forced. Did you have to say the forced?
Oh, sorry, not forced.
When was the last time you played a game?
Oh, I actually used to play a lot of games growing up because I have an older brother, so we used to play all the time, except when we were younger, he would give me the remote without actually plugging in the controller. So sometimes I used to think I was playing, but it was actually not me. It was the computer. So the last time I actually played was probably when I was... Actually, I played Halo and NBA for a little bit.
You played Halo?
I played Halo.
How have you not put her on Pokemon yet?
I don't know.
I will. I actually really enjoyed games.
I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Violet. Like when it came out, I played a lot of it. She knows. I'm always doing like raids and stuff like that. And every time she watches me play Pokemon, she like silently judges
me
with
her
eyes.
No, I don't. The thing is, you play video games very different than how I grew up playing video games. Because I grew up playing multiplayer video games.
Yeah.
So it was always me and someone. And if somebody was not with me, it was me versus computer. But like, it was never just me. Versus for you, I feel like you play games where you're playing solo and there's like a storyline.
Yes.
And I don't really have an attention span for that.
Pokemon doesn't really have
a storyline
per se. It's the mechanics that
I don't know. I don't know. I've never, like, for me, it's always been like Mario Kart. Loved Mario. Like any of the Mario games. Loved it. Actually, I'm wrong. I didn't.
That's going to be a running theme in the podcast.
No, I bought a Nintendo Switch in 2020.
Yes.
And I played Mario Party all the time. So I actually didn't play video games that long. Like, I didn't stop. Actually, how did I word that? So I played video games.
How long have you been married now?
Not that long.
Almost a year.
Almost a year, right? And in that time, how many games have you played?
None.
Yeah, he hasn't played anything.
He doesn't.
She doesn't have her Switch here. She left her Switch at home.
But you have a Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
She gave you her DS.
Yeah, my pink DS.
Oh, yes. I could talk about that. Yeah. So I am collecting Nintendo consoles, all the DSs. I have the 3DS XL. I have the regular 3DS. I have the new 3DS. And I have the DSi. And I lost my original DS Lite. So I asked Guggen. I was telling her about this, and then she's like, oh, I have a pink DS Lite.
I didn't say Lite because I didn't know what I had. I just knew
just
I had a pink
DS. And then I saw it.
The only reason he married her.
Yes, was for the pink DS Lite.
Yeah, I got my ring after that.
Yeah. Somewhere up there. But yeah, pretty cool. I'm almost there on my DS collection. I just need the original DS.
The original?
The original DS.
So if anyone has an original, please donate.
I could buy it off them. I don't need...
Yes, we have a P.O. box located on wherever.
I could drop our address here right now.
Yeah,
let's do it. Do not do that, please. Get us thrown out or attacked or swatted or worse. All right, so what have you guys done recently? I know you saw D&D and Mario. Yeah. I saw D&D, yeah. But I haven't seen Mario.
Yeah.
So give your, what did you think of Mario?
It was great. It was a kid's movie, obviously. But if you play Mario, grew up with Mario, there's a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of nostalgia in that movie. And I think it was done really well. Bowser kills it. Bowser's like the best thing ever.
Voiced by Jack Black, right?
Can I tell you guys something embarrassing?
Yeah.
So, you know how I said growing up I played a lot of Mario?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the storyline of Mario is.
Mario doesn't have a storyline.
It's a very simple storyline. Yeah, it's just Mario goes to save Peach from Bowser.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
I think the first one was Donkey Kong.
Because I would just play the games. Like, you know, do you remember the Rainbow Race?
That's Mario Kart. That's
Mario Kart.
What's the difference?
Super Mario is the original mainline games. Mario Kart is just the party games that they released with it. Same with like Mario Party.
One's a racing game, the other's a platformer.
Yeah.
Now, what's a platformer, Gogan?
I can guess.
Guess.
Hearing the term platformer, what comes to your mind in terms of what this game might be?
Okay, wait. So you said one's a platform and one's a
racing game. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about the second one.
Yeah, I don't think it's very hard.
I'm trying to see what the difference is. Okay, so racing game, platformer. I don't know. You
guess.
A platforming game is when you start playing a game and then there's an end goal and you work different missions to get that to that end goal.
That's just,
every game.
Yeah, that's just a generic.
I know.
A generic blur.
I don't know what's a platform. I've never heard of this before.
So what's a platform?
A platform is a platform. Like, yeah,
like a thing.
Something
you could step on or jump on.
Okay, I don't get it. Where is this going?
It's literally a platformer. You just jump from one platform to the other in Mario and work your way to the end.
Oh, so I wasn't wrong. It's just the way you get there is I didn't describe.
Any game falls under what you just said.
Doesn't matter. I just didn't explain how you get there.
That's just a blurb you say. That's like when you take a test and you don't know what answer to give, so you just say anything about anything.
Always see.
Oh my god, no, I actually hated multiple choice, and that's why I loved like essays and short answers and long answers, because I could write something and it would be right.
No, multiple choice is the worst. Everyone says multiple choice is like the best. Like they always get so excited when you have multiple choice, but it's literally, if you select the wrong one, it's wrong.
There's no
coming back.
And the best thing about the only multiple choice that I liked is at the bottom when it would explain, like you would have to explain why. So I'd be like, I chose this because X, Y, Z. And I could have been wrong, but I would get a point.
No, I love multiple choice. Because like, I either know the answer or I don't. Right?
And if you don't,
and if I don't know it, it's all the same to me. So I'd rather not waste time writing a whole essay on something I'm going to be wrong in anyways.
To be fair, the field she was in, you can get away with just going by explaining your thoughts and getting part marks for it. But when you're doing math and sciences, as soon as you make a mistake halfway through, your end answer.
Sorry, you're trying to say that off. I was never actually right.
Yeah. So what field were you in? Were you a politician?
Were you a politician?
I mean, I don't think I was ever a politician. I don't think people know me. But yeah, I did do political science and HR.
So close enough.
Close enough. So you're on your way to become a politician.
Yeah. Of course. I'm going to be, vote for me for Prime Minister of Canada in 2030. How cool would it be if I actually ran to be Prime Minister and I'm listening back to this and I predicted it? That would be cool.
Would you even want to be Prime Minister?
No, but you don't know where life takes you.
I don't think you could be Prime Minister.
That's really rude. Why not? I want to talk about this. Why can't I be Prime
Minister? You're too emotional.
That's so rude. Why can't I be too emotional?
Exhibit A right there.
An emotional prime minister would care about you. So I'd care about my people. I thought you were going to say something else.
Like so what? You have to bomb a random town in the Middle East.
But I wouldn't. I'd make life like a cartoon. Like little cute butterflies everywhere, cute little bugs.
The world's gone.
That's where our tax dollars are going to go. She's going to put all the money into researching how to put little cartoon butterflies everywhere.
On today's news, crime has skyrocketed.
Wait,
and more butterflies.
Can I tell you why I thought you were going to say I can't be prime minister?
Why?
I'm really bad at making decisions.
That is true. That is true as well. Every time I ask her anything, it's like, hey, Gagan, so what are you feeling today? She's like, I don't know, up to you. And I've heard that response at least 7,000.
No, or I'm flexible.
See, like, that's why you would make a good politician. Because they can't decide anything anyways.
Yeah, I just let my team do it. I'd be like, I care about your voice. Make this decision for me.
Yeah.
But then you get so many different options.
I'm not picking. I'm picking at a hat at that point. I love my job because I have to, when I have to pick a winner for something, I run a raffle. I don't actually pick. So it's funny because we went to eat lunch, eat out for lunch today.
Yeah.
And
again, I didn't get a freaking invite.
No, we did. He messaged in the group.
No, yeah.
Oh, he messaged.
I asked if he ate. He's like, I already ate.
He messaged Gozar separately.
You
then
woke up and then you fell asleep instantly after that. Yeah, there was no way to contact you.
I mean, you could phone me.
That's true.
We have
That's
phone
true.
Numbers.
That is true. You have his house phone number.
I know that too.
You could have called anyone.
Oh my god. Let's go through how many leaps and bounds to
no.
dialing the phone number.
Yeah, it's literally not that hard. But
well,
yeah,
you didn't suggest it, so
I didn't know you were texting. I thought you messaged in the group chat.
I did.
Oh, then I didn't know he was sleeping. You didn't tell me that.
So the reason why Gulzar's not here is because he messaged in the group chat and Gulzar never answered. Right, and I asked him to call Gozar, and he goes, "We'll just get Guggen."
No, that you left out so many details.
Air is the one that suggested to get me on this.
You left so many details out. He said he was not feeling well, and so I didn't want to call him because I'm like, "What if he's sleeping?" I didn't want to wake him up. And in fact, he was taking a nap at the time.
And I called him three times, and he didn't wake up.
Air is the one that wanted me here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we need some fresh blood for the podcast that nobody listens to.
And she conveniently
People
showed
listen.
Up.
I checked the stats. People listen.
I checked the stats.
So if you ever email us or listen to our podcast, she's the one that checks everything. So
I check the stats.
Yeah.
I also started doing the social media.
Yeah. Well, just Instagram.
Just Instagram.
Yeah.
But I'll expand.
We haven't had a post on Instagram in since we started.
Yeah.
But yeah. So she's doing that. She's by not posting anything.
Oh my god, no.
Well, she did post.
I did post.
No. When was the last post?
We did. It was
yeah,
just
I did.
Like,
it yeah,
was
it was just
week.
Our image.
No.
It was last week.
The John Wick one as well.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Also, excuse me, I'm on this podcast now, so do we have to get our picture updated to include me in it?
No, it's okay. Background characters don't get it.
You're so mean. You're so rude.
It's only the main characters that get their picture.
I am the main
I also character. Love in that picture that I am shown to be taller than Air, even though he is.
Even though I'm the tallest out of everybody.
Tallest,
he's like 7 feet taller than me.
Honestly, guys, I'm going to become the main character.
Yeah, we're changing our name to Day One Guggen.
No, it's going to be the Guggen podcast.
Just the Guggen.
We don't even need the Day One in there.
So there's no one else then?
No, I'll have guest speakers. That'll be you guys.
So,
it'll be the Guggen podcast featuring
this podcast
these guys.
Has already been running for like, I don't know, like 10 minutes now. And we're already mutinying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, wait, so I got to go back to my story. So we're eating lunch, or we're about to eat lunch. We order. And the lady asked me one simple question. Do you want salsa? If so, mild, medium, or hot?
That's two questions.
True. But that's what she asked me. Very simple. And I froze and I looked at her gum. I'm like, what do you think? Sorry. I put my hand on the table. Clearly, I've never done this before.
Yeah, she was standing there, and all she asked was, "Do you want salsa with your chips?" And she looked at me, and she's like,
"Do you want salsa with your chips?"
Do you want salsa? I'm like, "It's your chips. You tell me if you want
salsa."
Yeah,
but she expected you to eat them.
No, it doesn't.
Smart man.
It doesn't matter though. It was just literally asking if you want salsa, and on that right there, she just froze.
So we've been, we've talked about nothing but me so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, you're new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody gets to see behind the scenes people.
So now everyone's going to see that I'm going to stop talking once you start talking about actual content.
Yeah.
Well, we don't even know.
So
yeah.
The topic today was what we watched, right?
What we watched.
So, like,
anything.
Movies.
I guess.
Because that's the only thing Guggen really does, right? Just watch stuff.
I actually watch a lot of TV shows, but Gurkoma doesn't like my TV
okay,
shows.
Okay, to be fair, the show she's watched is like Love is Blind.
I was just going
to
say Love
and,
is Blind.
Okay, I hate it, but once you start watching, you can't stop.
You get addicted to it, I know.
You got
to
know what happens next. You don't even care what happens next. You just need to know who gets married. And then they release it in parts, so you have to watch all of it.
I can't believe that girl never gave back the ring.
I know.
Did you watch this?
No.
Did you?
Okay. I was like, what? Just a random.
I was so surprised.
Okay, but to be fair, she said that Netflix pays for it. Honestly, I don't want people... Never mind. I don't want to talk about this.
Why?
Because what if somebody starts listening and it's my first time being on this podcast and then they're like, I hate Guggen's opinion. No.
It's okay.
So, okay.
It's just going to replace you again.
I don't know. Like, I know Netflix didn't pay for it, but does she really need to keep it?
No,
like,
she
didn't. You're going to look at that ring and you're going to think about Marshall. So why keep it?
I don't know. Because she was greedy.
Or she just wants to pawn it off.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Netflix goes to her and be like, hey, listen, we only have the one ring. We need it back. Okay? We have to take it to Mordor.
What if Love is Blind is a prequel to Lord of the Rings?
There you go.
Jackie was Sauron all along.
Yeah, Guggen didn't understand any of that.
I did understand the prequel to Lord of the Rings. And have then you seen Lord of the Rings? No, I watched The Hobbit, though.
What is wrong with you, Gurks?
Okay, it's not my... It takes a while. There's a lot of movies to go through, man.
But Marvel?
Yeah, we're trying to get through the Marvel movies. Honestly, I thought we would get through... I'm like, okay, let's get through the Marvel movies so we could get ready for the next saga. And now that the next saga started, I don't really care anymore because the next saga hasn't been that interesting lately.
Yeah, it's been...
But, you weren't supposed to tell me that. Spoiler.
But the first
You've
saga...
You've been watching it with us.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Ant-Man, Quantumania.
Like, we go to the theaters together.
We're watching Guardians of the Galaxy in 2 weeks.
I don't know what's linked to what. I see it as separate things.
We're watching. I'm like, so who's your favorite Marvel character? And she's like, oh, Batman.
Batman is a very well-known Marvel character.
And, yeah. You guys got to give me some credit. Like, I watched a lot of movies in the past little bit.
Yeah, because I dragged you with me.
But I've watched a lot, and that wasn't me.
Okay, so what have you taught Gurks? He's been getting you to movies and stuff. What have you butt him on?
How to keep things organized.
That is, you're not doing a very good
job. No, what do you mean it's so organized?
Look at this room.
This room's not my fault. Every time I try to organize it, the more stuff comes in because he got more new mics and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. So we're talking on new mics, except for Guggen.
Yes.
I know.
She hasn't graduated to a new mic yet.
I want a new mic.
Because I only got two.
Yeah, but to me, this is segregation between the new and the old.
It's okay.
No.
Discrimination?
That's the way life is.
People give their wives new mics.
What?
And then they take the old one.
What is that? When has this been common?
Like, usually the wife gets the new stuff.
No, it's
why?
Okay.
Why not?
That's not really fair.
Why not?
Then what does a man get?
Food. I feed him.
That is very true.
Yeah. I make sure he's fed.
But you ate out today.
Yeah, that's because he likes eating out. But so I take him to.
No, you don't. I took you.
I know.
No one needs to know that.
Who paid for the food?
Our money's the same. Honestly, like, we don't keep tabs like that. Everything's joint. Oh, yeah. Now
doesn't matter
our finances.
Who pulled out the card first?
Okay, for today's meal, he did. But not always his card.
So he drove you, right? He paid for the meal, regardless of whose money it is, right?
She only ate half of it.
And you wasted food.
I don't like this podcast.
How are you going to hate on your own podcast?
You know, no one's ever going to come be a guest speaker if you're just going to shit on them the whole time.
This is what they have to be prepared for. It's a tough world out there.
Oh my God. Okay, so guys, the first time I met Air... This is exactly what happened. I met him and I thought, you know, I'm meeting, Kirkhamel's friends and family. Like, things are going to be so chill. And then I sit down at the table and Air just kind of goes off. He literally starts quizzing me on things that are, like, on himself. And I'm like, I just met you.
Yep. And it was like, well, see, your biggest problem was that you knew more about my sister than you did about me.
That probably says something.
Yeah. It says you weren't paying attention.
No, it says Gurkumel likes your sister more than he likes you.
Really, Gurks?
No, yeah. That has nothing to do.
So why do I know
anything.
More about her than him?
I don't know.
That's because
the question you should ask yourself.
No, you talked about her more than you talked about him because clearly someone's not interesting.
Yeah, she knew more about my mom and my sister than she did about me.
All she knew about your mom and his sister was their names at the time.
Hey, she answered the questions, right?
The one question you asked was, what was their name?
He literally paraded me. Like, I was like, whoa. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a taste of his own medicine. And then I clocked back.
Yeah, but not successfully.
Yeah, I did.
No?
Yeah.
You were okay.
I was great. I just didn't know how far I could go, because what if you're one of those guys that, like, gets offended? Like, they're mean, but then they get offended when someone else is mean.
No.
I had to figure that out.
I don't get offended.
Yeah, now I know that.
Yeah. So what's the Girk's favorite color?
He doesn't have a favorite color.
Yes, he does. That's a lie.
Okay, he has, like, colors that he wears, and he has a color that he likes.
No, what's his favorite color?
Purple. Girk? It's actually purple.
I thought you would know.
Yeah, no, his favorite color. I know. No, his favorite color is purple, but the only colors he wears is blue, like any shade of blue, gray, or black. But what's now it? I've gotten him to expand, and we introduced an army green.
What's your favorite color, Brooks?
I do like purple. But what's a your lot favorite of my color? Accessories are purple.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
I thought it was blue.
No, it's not. Not really. That's just what everyone assumes.
So
no, I just honestly made it up. I was just guessing.
I yeah. like the color purple. I just don't wear it because I only wear colors that don't make me stand out because I don't like standing out.
What's Guggen's favorite color?
Yeah, so that's why you decided to do a podcast. Yeah,
exactly. What's Guggen's favorite color?
She likes emerald green. She also really likes red. And she likes pink as well.
Good job.
Good job. What's my favorite color, guys?
Gray.
See? Black.
See, nobody knows me. Nobody knows me.
What is your favorite color?
So, we all watch Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
No, what? No, what's your favorite color? No,
you guys don't get a cop out. So what did you guys think of the movie?
I actually liked it.
I loved it.
Really?
It was funny.
I actually really enjoyed it.
It was okay.
It was funny.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, okay, so I know in our description it says we have like harsh criticisms. I'm not harsh.
It says that in our description?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because you guys are harsh.
I guess so.
The way you guys watch movies, like, oh my God, guys. So we'll watch a movie. We'll come out of the theaters and I'll be like, wow, that movie was so great. These guys are like, the production and the soundtrack was phenomenal. But in terms of the acting and the dialogue, you know, it could have been better. In this specific line, I'm like, who the hell watches?
That's Glazar.
Yeah.
Only Glazar talks about dialogue that much.
But for me, I just stand there and I'm like, were we watching the same movie? Because I was not watching it like that.
We got out of John Wick, and I think that was like the first thing he said was something about the dialogue. Yeah. Right? And I'm just like,
okay, can we talk about the dialogue for a second?
In what?
For John Wick.
Okay.
Okay, so Glazar brought up a line that he doesn't like, which was the...
Oh, the more, edgy line towards the
people
end?
who cling to death
people
live.
Who cling, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Yo, I know he didn't like it, but it hit me hard. I loved it.
You're the audience.
So, in terms of different reactions, I saw Glazar roll his eyes as soon as that line came up, and then Guggen was tearing up from the oh, man. Like,
yo, honestly, it hit me. Because, yeah, it's true.
Is it?
It's, yeah. Okay, like, not us, but like, not us, right? But anybody in that kind of state, it's true.
Because this is a hard question. But what's your favorite movie line?
I don't watch movies like that.
What's your favorite movie line, Girks?
Wait, you know lines from movies. Like
I do?
Those movies that you watch like way
back. Okay, so the one that I'll always remember, but watch me forget right now.
Is it from P.S. I Love You?
No.
Okay, never mind.
The Cinderella story, the one with Hilary Duff.
Okay, never mind.
Hilary Duff,
yeah. Oh my God, it was the best movie.
It was a straight to TV movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't care, it was great. I know you told me that's usually movies that are like whatever, but loved it. On the wall of the diner, her dad had a quote up there,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was...
You could tell it really impacted
watch
you.
Watch me, because I'm scared it's totally wrong, and I just... I read a meme.
From a totally different movie?
I think it was you, human.
Those who cling to life die, and those who cling to death live.
Okay, I'm going to Google it at the same time, but I think it was you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But
isn't that The Office?
Like, oh my God, is it?
That's the most common line ever.
I mean, we went to the Office experience. That was literally written on the board there.
Maybe that's where I remember from. Hold on, let me just look for the picture.
So Michael Scott is now Hilary Duff. Never mind.
How would you confuse that?
Oh my god. No, it's not even that. Sorry, guys. I should have known this. It was never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing my
game. That's not even the same thing.
I know. But you could tell that I wasn't confident because I was like, I don't think it's that.
How did you confuse Cinderella story with The Office?
I love The Office. Oh, wait, can we talk about The Office experience?
Sure.
It was great. You guys
went. How was that?
I loved it.
I went to the Friends experience.
Oh, did you? I wanted to go to that.
It was okay. It was shorter than what I expected it to be.
It's just the sets, and you just kind of walk through it.
Yeah, and they're not even, like, they're tiny sets.
Was it packed?
When I went, no.
Okay, for us, like, it wasn't too bad for the office experience. They let you walk through, like, the main office, where all the other people's desks are. But Michael Desk's office, there was a line to get into there to take a picture.
Oh, interesting.
There was, like, a long line.
No, when I went, there was only a handful of people, right? Mm. Because I think I went during the day. But it was a weekend, I believe. I can't remember now.
Yeah, we went on, like, a Friday, I think. No, Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday.
No, maybe it was a weekday.
It was pretty cool, though. I like The Office, but I didn't watch it as much as Guggen did.
I love it.
Office is one of the best shows.
And
she was, like, going around, like, picking up everything, looking at everything. Like, she took everyone's business cards.
Oh, yeah, I took everyone's business cards, and then they ran out of... Is it okay to cough on the podcast?
Like, not into the mic.
Sorry.
Was that cough even necessary at that point? Usually a cough is, like, not something you plan.
I was holding it in.
she gets, like, a warning from her body. Like, hey, might need to cough soon. Please check if it is safe to cough.
I know. I was feeling it. Like, my throat was feeling itchy. So, was it like a cough? Like, from
So, what if you just didn't cough?
I know, but I felt like I should.
But why?
No.
Okay. But she had to interrupt her story.
Her story, yeah.
Continue.
Okay, so every time they'd run out of business cards, I'd, like, look around at the workers, and I would literally, like, watch them like a hawk until, like, the business cards came back, because I knew they were going to go get more, and then I would bolt, because Dwight's business card was going, like, fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was really fun. I was like a kid in a candy store. I even sat down, and I did, like, the dialogues, took a picture literally with everything.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
That was pretty cool. They made it pretty accurate to... what the actual set looked like.
I have one regret. Show.
What?
My shirt size, I wish I got a different size.
The t-shirt you got?
The t-shirt I got.
Why?
I feel like I'd be more comfortable.
Like a bigger size?
Like a bigger size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This shrink.
Oh, also, the office people, whoever created that experience, if you guys are listening, one recommendation, there should be more basic crew necks because that's pretty what sure I wanted. Yeah, but you never know.
I could put money
there
on
should
it.
Be more
no, but no, there should be more crew necks because that's what I wanted and that's what I didn't get. So if I have a harsh criticism, more crew necks that are basic.
That's so harsh. Oh man, please hold back.
You could just make that yourself.
I can.
Yeah, she does. Like, look, if you turn around,
she yes, has a you, full the viewer setup. Turns around.
I said if we turn around. She has a cricket and a press for pressing onto clothes. And she could literally make anything she wants on a shirt. I can.
But like it's different when you get something from somewhere you visited. Like in that case, I can make everything. I can make a shirt that says Alaska without ever going to Alaska.
And then, that's sick. We could do that. That saves us money.
Why did you pick Alaska?
Because I'd never go there.
We don't have to go to your Aritzia or Babaton stores. We could just print it.
Yeah, but those look different. I'd still need to buy the style. I'm not paying. There's nothing that says Aritzia or Babaton on it. Okay. It's always. Oh, actually, never mind that one.
Gurks never needs to buy clothes. That's what he's saying.
Oh, actually, we actually bought him. He went shopping and he had a lot of fun.
I go shopping once a year.
But now he goes all the time.
For you. I just watch you shop.
Yeah, but I force you to buy something.
So what did you get?
I got like 3 pairs of shorts and like 4 t-shirts.
And a sweater.
So the thing is, are you going to wear and those shoes. Shorts?
Yeah, I'm wearing them now.
So for those of you who don't know, Gurks has this one pair of shorts that has just covered in paint.
No, I have like 5 pairs of shorts that are covered in paint.
And that's all he wears.
So now, so guys, marriage has evolved him. So this is what I've contributed to this marriage.
Okay.
Everyone complains about his paint-covered clothes all the time.
No one complains about it. You're the only one.
No, everyone does. We all complain about it. Everyone complains about it. literally, when you're not there, everyone comes to me and they're like, Guggen,
yeah,
do something. And I'm like, don't worry, guys, I got this covered. And so anyways, the other day, last week, it was really warm here in Toronto. And so Gurkama was going to go garden. He goes outside and he's about to start gardening. And then he thinks, Guggen would want me to change my clothes. Comes upstairs and he changes his clothes.
So he wears new clothes to go garden in the dirt?
No, he was wearing new clothes before. Yeah. He was about to garden. Then he thought, let me put my old clothes on that are covered in paint that Guggen's eventually going to throw away. I'm just letting him keep on to it because I don't want to be a dictator and just throw stuff out that he doesn't want to throw out. And he used that to do gardening.
Oh, good job.
Right? This is a huge milestone in our relationship.
It's the thing that I have mentally where I'm like, before I start doing work, I'm like, I could probably do it clean enough where I won't get anything dirty.
And that's not true.
But yeah, I get like... Air knows this. As soon as I start working, I somehow get a bunch of paint on my hands.
So we were supposed to go somewhere, right? And Gertz, for the first time, I think in a long time that I can remember, wore like a brand new pair of sweatpants, right? And before we went to where we had to go, he's like, let me change the tires real quick. And so he ended up changing the tires in his brand new sweatpants. And our hands and our legs were just covered in dirt.
Why? Why do you have to do that?
The tires need to be changed.
No, but okay, so what really made me mad was, I wish you guys could, honestly, on Instagram, I might just post a picture of these shorts because everyone just needs to see what I'm talking about. But these shorts, it's so annoying because the paint is all just on the side of the shorts. And so when I first saw them, Gurkham was like, oh yeah, it's a design, it's a camouflage print. And it pisses me off because I actually it pisses me off because there's so much paint in different patches that I actually thought it was true. And I was so mad.
And he wears this when we go out to restaurants and stuff.
It's so frustrating. He wore it. Okay, so the second date we ever went on.
Yeah.
I look over at him and, the first one, he's dressed up nicely, wearing, pants and a shirt, really nice, right? The next one, he's literally wearing sweatpants and a hoodie and I'm still dressed up and in my head, I'm like, wow, he got comfortable real quick. And I look over and his sweats and his shoes literally have paint on them. And I'm like, what?
First impressions is the only ones that matter.
Yeah, but I still remember the second.
No, so, it's got to be at least the first three.
Yeah, at least the first three.
It's just a part of who I am. If you guys don't want my clothes.
You did it good. So why did you marry him then?
If you guys don't want me to have paint-covered clothes, stop asking me to paint your houses.
Nobody does. You literally just go. You're like, oh, somebody's painting? Do you need help? I'll be right there.
This guy literally buys new shorts and then dumps paint on them.
Literally, that's all he wants to do.
Bring a Picasso.
It makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. But yeah, why? You asked why I married him?
Yeah, why did you marry him?
It's because he fed me really good food that day. So I overlooked it.
What did I feed you?
We had sushi, remember?
I know you guys had beaver. You guys are both vegetarians eating sushi.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
Blasphemy.
So, okay, the thing is, sushi, the first time I ever tried. Okay, this has nothing to do with what Day One Update's usually about.
This whole podcast episode has nothing to do with what Day One Update's about other I'd than like the first like 5 minutes. I'd like to believe that it's
fun, though. We're going to rename this episode Day One Guggen.
But yeah, the first time I ever had sushi, I was in grade 12. One of my teachers took us all out for a grad lunch and we went to the Mandarin.
And oh my God. So bad.
We went to the Mandarin and I had sushi there and I'm like, this is disgusting. I'm so sorry, Mandarin, if you're listening.
No, they know.
I know, but I don't like being mean. So I'm so sorry. But yeah, I was just like, this is not good. So Gurkamal, we were trying to plan where we should go eat. And he really wanted me to try sushi. And I was like, oh my God, no, no, thank you. And then he's like, where'd you try it that it was so bad? And I said, the Mandarin. He's like, that makes sense. And then he made an executive decision and took me to Kibo. And I loved it. It was so good.
This was also during the time when COVID was happening. So we just ate it in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, eating sushi in the car is not that easy. But we made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had sushi in the car a few times. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I had a pickup truck.
Oh, I miss that truck so much.
You remember my Ram?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had the massive space. I got a piece of cardboard.
Oh, you did it in the back?
No, in the front. So that massive center console.
Oh, yeah.
I just put cardboard on top of the cup holder so it's like a flat surface. Yeah. And we just used that and it worked like a table. It actually worked pretty well.
So innovative.
I know, eh? I think so far. I think so far.
Nice. Ahead. You can't even finish the sentence.
I think so far.
That's how far ahead he thinks.
Got stuck in an infinite loop. I think so.
No, guys, that was not a glitch.
But I personally credit myself for expanding her horizons. I've introduced her
100%.
Outside of Indian food, she has now tried.
Not even just Indian food, homemade Indian food.
She has now tried sushi, ramen, good pasta, and good pizza, and among other things. I can't think of other things.
I love ramen.
Yeah,
ramen's great. Ramen's
like,
great.
I just want to, guys, if you're hesitant on trying ramen, because I know a lot of people we know are, try it.
Have you tried pho?
No.
Okay, we're going to take
it. It's like,
there's one right by our house.
Thai? Vietnamese or Thai ramen. Yeah.
There's one by our house.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good. But.
I remember I went to a pho restaurant and it was mostly meat, so I never tried pho after
that. There's a lot of meat, but there's one by my house, right? They have a decent selection of veggie items.
So what is that? Like, what is pho?
It's like ramen, but I think the noodles are a bit thinner.
Oh my god, I'm down. Should we go there today?
Yeah, their broth is different. Like, ramen's broth is a bit more richer.
Did you say no? Oh, sorry. I thought I asked if we
just
could go
hearing
there.
Things?
I didn't say anything. I was literally just listening to what he was saying.
Sorry. Please continue.
Where was I?
talking about pho.
Sorry, I was just traumatized. You said it's a little thicker and richer.
Oh, yeah, so that's ramen. So ramen's a bit thicker, it's richer, their broth, right?
It's more salty, whereas, I would say, too,
pho
right?
Pho is it's a more, like, a watery-based broth. I feel like ramen is a richer flavor compared to pho, right? Pho is more mellow.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's a place by my house, we'll go there.
Okay,
I'm down. I've been trying to get a bunch of my family members to try ramen. But they're always just like, nah, it's just soupy water.
I think my brother is the worst.
Yeah.
My brother doesn't even entertain it. Like, ramen comes up and he's like, no.
You should just, like, bring it home and then dunk their head into it. Yeah.
The thing is, if you do ramen takeout, like I did udon takeout from Kibo.
Yeah.
They separate the noodles and the base.
That's perfect.
I have an idea.
I don't like that. I like getting it as it is.
I have an idea.
It like that.
That's because you got to eat it right then there.
Yeah. What if we do one of our birthdays at a ramen restaurant? Everyone has to come. You can't just miss our birthdays because you don't want ramen.
They're going
to
hate us.
Who cares?
My birthday's coming.
They'll
out.
Hate us before they try it.
Ramen restaurants don't have a lot of space, though.
Who cares?
It's like you're cramped.
Yeah, just book the whole restaurant.
Depends on what restaurant you go
yeah.
to.
Most of them are kind of cramped. Not like Kenton, all of them. Kenton, their tables are puny, man.
but we can book more tables. Book the restaurant.
Let's book the restaurant. That's so easy to do.
So easy.
There's one time for one of my brother-in-law's birthday, we went to this pizza store. It was like,
oh
kind of like
my god,
pizza.
Yes.
Grilene called them, my sister. She called them in advance and she's like, can we book a table for like 30 people? And jeez. They're like they sounded hesitant. They're like, sure. And then she's like, all right, sounds good. And we go there. It's like a tiny little shop. And they literally have like 5 tables.
Yeah, I don't think everybody was sitting that day.
Yeah, not everyone had space to sit. And we're like,
why didn't they just say we don't have enough seats for that?
I don't know. And then we were like looking for a place to hide because it was like a surprise. And where do you hide in a restaurant that only fits like 15 people and there's 30 of us? And so we literally had to get out and hide behind the building and behind our cars.
Yeah.
Just hid in the kitchen.
A very interesting situation that we didn't really foresee.
You guys didn't check this place out?
I don't know.
No, I blame my sister. She
I didn't.
Was
I wasn't in the family then.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Gurkelma and I were.
We knew each other in our circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, okay, yeah. I think we should switch gears. I feel like this podcast is becoming about
you too
and us too and
yeah, well, that's,
everything random
because it's day one Guggen.
It's day one Guggen.
Yeah,
day we're rebranding again.
Yeah,
rebranding again, and we're back. It's day one Guggen. It's just a picture of Guggen.
Oh my god! Can we talk about the Leafs game last night?
Yes,
I'll why get us back not? On track.
Why?
We're in the playoffs, dude.
That's every year, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but last night's game was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched sports before getting married?
Yeah, I used to. Well, we were more basketball than hockey.
Okay.
I did really get into hockey that one year where we were facing the Bruins, and then it was just bad. Like, it was really heartbreaking. I think it was like game 7. Was it game 7?
So the one that was from like 2012 or something like that?
Yeah, 2011? Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we lost in this game 7.
Yeah, we were in the lead.
4-1.
We were in the lead, and like in the last like minute.
Yeah, they tied it, and then they won in overtime.
Hold on, back up, rewind.
Yeah.
You're talking about a game from 2012 that you watched when? Like, in 2012?
Yeah.
And you remember this game from then?
I think everyone
just
does.
Just based off of the fact that she said, like, I'm not much hockey guy, but
everyone
does.
Everyone that knows.
It was like such a heartbreak. A lot of people stopped watching hockey.
I don't remember yesterday.
A lot of people, though, seriously, like a lot of people stopped watching the Leafs after that.
Yeah.
And I was one of them. It was just the worst. Like, it was so heartbreaking. I remember I had my friends over. Mm-hmm. My grandma was even watching. Like, everyone was watching. And then all of a sudden, like, we're winning. Everyone's hyped. You're eating good food. You're cheering. You're happy. You're like, we got this. We're moving on. And then all of a sudden, last minute, boom, game over.
To be fair, that team had no business being in the playoffs in the first place. Our lineup was not
good. I know, but
at
like,
all.
I don't know, man. Like, it was just, it was so bad. And yeah, so I stopped watching and then never really watched hockey again until this guy came along.
Yes, I watch hockey.
Okay, so you guys want to know something funny?
Yeah.
Okay, so Gurgum and I, like when we first started talking, we're texting and he's talking about all of a sudden, like, he said LOL or something, like just LOL.
Yeah.
And for any girls that are listening, like when a guy just says LOL, you're like, cool, like conversation's done. You can't just respond to LOL.
I mean, you can.
No, you can't.
So this is the thing that girls need to understand. When we respond with LOL, we have nothing to say.
Yeah, so then the girl has nothing to say. What are we supposed to say?
But we want to talk to you still. We just don't know what to say.
Okay, so like for me, it was just weird, right? And I was like, that's so weird. And then I told my brother and my sister-in-law, and I'm like, oh, he just said LOL, so I guess conversation's done. And my brother said the same thing that you said, like, no. LOL literally just means LOL.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but how do you respond to LOL? So my brother was watching the hockey game. So I was like, oh, like the hockey game's going well, right? Know nothing about hockey at this point. Don't even know who the players are. And then Gurgum was like, yeah, I'm so happy. Matthew's got a hat trick. And I'm like, what in the world is a hat trick? So I quickly Googled hat trick. And then I messaged back. I'm like, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome. But like, it's funny because like I didn't know anything about hockey at that time, but now I feel like I understand what's going on and I know the players. I have two jerseys.
Yeah.
Well, so you were talking. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
So you talked about a game from 2012.
Yeah.
Then jump forward 10 years.
Yeah.
Right. And he messaged you something about a hat trick, and you don't know what a hat trick is.
But now I do.
So let's rewind back to 2012.
Yeah.
Right. How often were you watching hockey back then?
Oh, not that often.
Okay, so you're just at one.
You're only, okay, honestly, like a lot of people only watch hockey or any sport like during the playoffs.
Yeah, that is partially true, yeah.
Yeah, so I would watch, like, I still watch just the Super Bowl. I did have a year where I was into football. I just had years. I had phases. I had 1 year where I was really into football. And then I had 1 year where I was only into hockey for the playoffs. But, yeah. Like, we would still watch it because my cousins liked hockey a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we'd go over, we'd watch, like, games here and there. But I didn't really care for it. But basketball is what we really watched, like, yeah. Regularly.
So you have phases. So you guys have been married, what, a year now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Almost a year?
Almost a year.
Yeah. So I guess this is currently still Girk's phase until this goes out?
Yeah, but it's fun. I feel like our families are, like, they're hockey people now. Like, yeah, my mom watches hockey now.
Yeah, everyone watches hockey because of me and my family. You know? I watch every game. I watch every regular season game, and then I watch every playoff
Yeah,
game.
You're a big Leafs fan.
Yeah, it's like kind of crazy, and like sometimes it's slightly disrespectful because we'll be going out somewhere like with groups of people, and this guy will just have his phone open watching the Leafs game, and I'll be like, Gurgum, like so-and-so is talking to you, and he's like, oh, huh, yeah? And I'm like,
he's like Matthew's just talking to me right
I'm like, you can't do this.
Hey, man, it takes a certain amount of dedication to be a Leafs fan, all right? And I have that dedication. What was that?
Nothing. Just looked like you've been working out, and but you haven't.
No, yeah, I haven't.
No.
Yeah, just fat.
No, just walking.
It just looks like it. Yeah. That's what I'm aiming for.
We contoured his arms.
Yeah. I reached over and I poked his bicep, and there was nothing there.
There was nothing there.
Absolutely nothing.
I don't even have a bicep.
But yeah, no, that Leafs game last night was awesome.
Yeah, we have a lead right now, 2-1 series lead against.
Yeah, Apple. I think honestly, like, I don't, like in terms of our players, it was whatever. But I think Samsonov, our goalie, did phenomenal. Like, yeah, especially third period, like he did phenomenal. Like the amount of pressure that was on him, and he blocked all those shots. Amazing.
He kept us in the game, to be fair. 100%. Like, we were outplayed like 98% of the game.
Yeah. Even overtime, like the... Yeah.
Name five players.
Oh, okay. Marner.
Okay.
Matthews.
First and last name.
First and last name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you did the first two way fast.
Wait, I don't know. I don't know their... I only know their last Mitch? Name. Mitch Marner.
Okay.
Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
I don't know the other guy's first name. Oh, Tavares, John. John okay. Tavares. Mm-hmm. Morgan Riley. And then, oh, what's
one
his
more,
first
one
name?
One more.
I know, I'm thinking. I don't know Samsonov's first name.
You and Galeen were making an acronym out of his name.
Oh, Ilya.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, I'm impressed.
And then I know more players.
Yeah.
You want me to keep going?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
She was so amped to show her like yeah, knowledge.
My knowledge.
Name five Xbox games.
Xbox? Oh, Halo?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what I used to play growing up. Halo. Oh, COD. COD. Is Call of Duty Xbox?
I will count that.
You will or you won't?
We will.
You will? Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm not counting that one.
Why?
Was that on Xbox?
I don't know. Fusion Frenzy? What was that on?
That was Xbox.
Yeah, Xbox. Fusion Frenzy. Okay. Yeah, we still play that a lot. NBA? Or was that... Yeah, that was Xbox.
I'm not counting that.
Why?
Can't just say sports. Sports games released on every system.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I don't know. That's all I played.
It's two more. Come on, two more.
Two more? I'm trying to look at Gurkum's Xbox collection, but I don't see. I can't even tell. They're like fine print.
Fine print.
Can I have a hint?
A racing game.
No, I was just going to say that.
Is GTA? Is GTA? No, that's PS.
GTA is
that's both. Not even a racing game, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is GTA?
It's for both.
Xbox okay, fine. We'll count that.
Grand Theft Auto. I used to play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Or do you want me to say my fifth one?
Fifth one.
Racing game? NASCAR?
All right.
There was a NASCAR Xbox game.
We're just gonna end this conversation there.
Okay, so GTA. Growing up, my brother used to play GTA, and sometimes I'd put it on. And I didn't really know the purpose of GTA, so my favorite thing to do was just take people's cars and just create chaos
that
in
the
city.
That is the purpose of GTA.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I would do.
Yeah.
But I would see my brother do missions, and like I didn't understand them, so it was just, that's all I was doing.
I think like 70% of the people that buy GTA...
They should do just that.
Just do that.
Yeah, it's
fine.
They
don't play any of the missions.
Do you guys remember cheat codes?
Yeah.
Oh my god, we used to Google so many cheat codes.
Yeah.
And then my brother would write them down on a piece of paper. And then he'd be like, Guggen, read the cheat code to me. And like we would do it. And like sometimes you'd get it right the first time. And some of them were really, really long.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember. I remember that piece of paper that had all the cheat codes in it.
I think everybody that played Grand Theft Auto did that.
Yeah, like,
we all had a sheet of paper with just a bunch of cheat codes.
I
borrowed my cousin's... copy of GTA San Andreas for PS2, and I overloaded it with so many cheats that I think I broke it. I broke his game.
Wow.
It didn't work after that. He overloaded and something happened. It just stopped working.
How mad was he?
He was pretty mad.
How is that possible?
I have no idea. I have no idea what happened.
You can't overload a disc.
I think either the save or something.
Did you borrow a system?
No, I think it was my system.
And then you borrowed a save card?
I have no idea.
So
I don't remember.
You scratched the shit out of the disc. That's what
I don't know what happened. All I know is I remember doing the cheats. I remember doing the chaos mode one. I remember doing everyone's a clown or something like that. It was. I like ruined everything. What are you doing?
I'm trying to zoom in on.
To see how much time.
Yeah.
How much time do
we're at, we're at 49 minutes.
What's right. Our max?
7
we
hours.
We don't have a max.
Oh.
We don't have a. Our min is like 15 minutes.
So then why does the time matter?
Because we're just checking.
Oh, okay.
It's just good to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done this before. Do I seem like a natural?
No.
Oh.
I think you need to do we.
I thought it was like...
Nah, you're doing pretty good.
Thank you.
If you guys think she's doing good, leave us an email and let us know. If you want more of Guggen, if you want more of Day One Guggen, or if you just want a Guggen Central podcast, we could do that too.
Yeah. We could release a spinoff called
Where I Talk About Guggen. Where I talk about absolutely nothing.
Yep. And Well, so are we done? What else do you want to talk about? We still have the movies to talk about.
Yeah, we still have. Oh,
okay, so Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Cool. What was your favorite part of the movie?
Oh, it was a while ago. Okay, I don't know their names. So you know that girl?
There's two of them.
No, not the girl. Not the good girl, the bad girl.
Oh, the witch?
Yes.
The witch, yeah.
Yes.
The red witch.
You know when the little girl?
Yeah, the daughter?
Yes. When she wore that invisible cloak?
Yeah.
And then she attacked her?
Yeah.
And that was it? I thought that was fun.
Great excitement there from Guggen.
Actually, it wasn't that great. Like, it was an okay movie now that I think about it.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't, like, I wasn't expecting amazingness. Yeah. It was an entertaining movie.
Yeah, it was entertaining for sure. So I think the reason why I thought that it was great was because when I thought of Dungeons and Dragons, I thought about, I don't even know what I thought about, but it wasn't what I watched.
Yeah, so if you actually part of the D&D community and know the lore from some of the older stuff, then I think you would enjoy it more because it was a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of nostalgia built into that movie. I went to watch it with one of my cousins who was really into D&D, and he was mentioning some things. But overall, it was a decent movie. I give it a C.
Yeah, it was entertaining. Like, I'm not into D&D, but I am familiar with the role-playing mechanics of these type of role-playing board games. So a lot of things did, like, I can associate a few things with the actual game and stuff like that. And
how?
Just like the skill mechanics and like the different skills you use, the different classes and abilities and stuff like that. Like, no one, like, those type of things. Like, you can associate, like,
the track. So, like, yeah, each one of the characters is
a different class.
Yeah, of like what you could play as in D&D.
Okay, so when I thought of Dungeons and Dragons, I don't want to say this because I didn't want to sound silly, but I guess I'm right. Is I thought it was a board game.
It's a tabletop game.
Yeah. It's a game where basically how it works, I'm not sure if I'm the best person to explain this.
So it's a game you play basically with your imagination.
Yeah.
Right? You have a dungeon master, which basically guides you through the world in a story, right? And then you play role play as a character, right? And you have a set of stats and a personality type, etc. And you roll the dice to get your character to do certain things within the story.
Okay.
Right? And then the dungeon master tells you if it's possible or not, or if there's enemies coming up, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you play. And then the tabletop aspect of it is you could have like little minis, right? Little figures.
Okay.
The dungeon master can draw maps and stuff, right? Uh-huh. So it helps you better visualize things.
Yeah.
Right? And it's played with dice.
Okay, yeah. So when I was imagining what the movie was going to be, I imagine them actually showing us a board game, and then they were going to roll dice, and then that's how we got into the story.
Yeah, like the way this movie was told is completely similar to how Dungeons & Dragons is played. Like, every time an obstacle would come up, they'd be like, okay, this is what it is. This is how you can possibly get through it. And the cast, like, talk with each other.
Yeah, the cast actually did that.
Like, so, like, okay, so we could do this, or we could do this, and then something dumb happens because it's a comedy movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, you could tell, like, it was literally like watching a role play or a campaign of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, because like they were trying to sneak through this like one place, and it was like three of them. And you could tell like two of them rolled well because they were able to sneak through, but the third person didn't roll well because he got stuck and got caught.
Right? Okay. Oh, okay, so that makes sense.
So it works like if you say like, oh, I want to attack this guy with my sword, right? And then they would take your stats and they would take your sword stats and then you would roll. If you got a high roll, it's a good attack. If you got like a low roll, it could be like a miss, or it could be like something bad happened or something like that, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's like luck based in a sense.
Like, I really like, I did enjoy the movie a lot. I remember being really tired that day. And so I thought I was gonna fall asleep during it, but it was really fun.
It felt a little long.
You know, those people were really scary.
The red people?
Yeah, what are their names?
The Red Witch.
The whole group. Can't remember.
Like some of the scenes, like her eyes, especially the way they did her eyeliner, like she looked scary.
There was that one scene where, remember,
she just screamed?
She just screams and points.
Oh, yeah.
I jumped.
It came out of nowhere. She got scared.
I actually, like, I was in the theater and I was like, whoa! It was like, it startled me.
Yeah, they made her look weird.
Very scary. She looked very scary. It was cool, though, because we went to Landmark, and they introduced premium seats. So that was awesome.
So completely otherwise from the movie, the seats were good.
Yeah, because watching a movie is about the whole experience.
Yeah.
And Landmark gives you that experience.
So how are those seats?
Awesome.
It was good.
Recliner?
Oh my God, I'll explain. So Gurgle, can I take this?
You've been to Landmark, right?
Yeah.
So they introduced like premium seats. Oh, okay, she's giving me a face like she was upset that I tried to explain it.
I'm so passionate about this.
Go.
Okay, so the seats are recliner.
Okay.
But like all the seats there are recliner. Yeah, but they're all recliner at Landmark.
Okay.
The thing that differentiates it is that there's seat warmers.
Interesting.
So you have three levels.
Yeah.
And you can warm up your seats.
Yeah.
There's a little mini table that they give you on the side. So you can, you know, put your bag there, you can put your drinks there. Like, you still have the cup holders and stuff, but like, it's nice because you don't have to like put your bag beside you, then it falls down or it falls in between. Like, you can literally put it on a cute little table. And then they have these dividers that separates you from the people that are next to you. So you're not really connected in each other's business.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I hate being at the movies and it's like a packed movie and the person beside me is just coughing like everywhere. And
can
I'm
you
just,
lower
like,
those dividers?
I don't think so. I didn't try because obviously there are strangers sitting next to
us. There's like four of us or five of us or whatever to go to the movie.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want those dividers though.
That's what was my concern was. I don't know. I never tried it. The only way to try is to go with the group and try it.
Yeah. Should we go?
Yeah, let's do it.
We can try it. There is a few movies I want to watch, but you already seen it. I still need to watch Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
It's so hard
Mario
to get tickets
really
for that.
Good. It's a really good movie.
It's so hard to get tickets for it.
Really? Should it be easy?
Like, I've been checking Landmark because I don't really care to watch it. And the only reason I go to Cineplex is if I want to watch an IMAX or something.
I think the thing is it's like the only kids movie out.
Yeah. So right? like every so, time mm. I check time, like a what's the term I'm looking for? Times that the movies are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all sold out. Like, it's completely sold out. I guess everyone's taking their kids.
Yeah, actually, because I haven't been to a movie with kids in it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to watch Mario, I was getting a little annoyed, right? But I had to like understand that it is a kids movie. There were kids like shouting and stuff and be like, oh my God, it's blah, 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 right? But which I didn't mind too much, right? Because mm-hmm. some of the parents were pretty good. Like, after they did the little shout or whatever, they knew like, okay, you need to like watch the movie, shut up, right? Which was perfect. Like, it is a kids movie. The part that really annoyed me was the parents taking photos of their kids watching the movie.
Wait, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With flash like on.
With the flash on.
In the middle of the movie.
In the middle of the movie.
Oh, that's weird.
I've never seen that.
Right? I'm like, yo, relax.
They should just
like,
take
I've
a picture.
Watched kids movies. Like, I watch a lot of Disney movies. I watch them in theaters. I've never seen a parent taking pictures of their kids while watching the movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
They should just take it with the poster outside.
Yeah, like, do that or something. Or even as soon as you put up your phone, yo, it's like, no matter how much you dim it, that's like the brightest object in the theater now, right? So that's probably why you can't get tickets and stuff, because there are no kids movies. So probably everybody's just, all the parents are trying to take their kids to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Where did you watch it?
I watched it at Cineplex Queensway.
Oh, okay. That one's fine.
Yeah. I actually haven't been to that theater in a while.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Or ever, actually.
That's the VIP one, right?
No. Queensway
has VIP, though. But
The one downtown.
No. There's one at Queensway that has VIP. Like, you can see it on the way to Toronto when you take.
It's a really run-down movie theater.
Pretty sure it does.
I'm
pretty
VIP?
Sure it's called Queensway. It's like Landmark, Cinemax version of Landmark. Mm-hmm. Cinemax. Cineplex's version of Landmark, but not as good, mm-hmm. I think. The seats are not as comfortable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They also cost more.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
Related to movie theaters, but not movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think, which movie theater do you think has the best popcorn?
Okay.
It's important. It's important. It's about the whole experience.
I think Cineplex popcorn is fairly universal throughout all their movie theaters.
Yeah, I never really had a Cineplex popcorn that was different than any other. It's usually pretty similar.
Movie theaters are different, yes, because like I went to watch Dungeons and Dragons at the one by your house here.
Which one?
Well, you know the movie theater, the Silver City.
Okay, why would you go there?
I have no idea why we went there. The theater had two pop speakers.
Really?
Yeah. Every time there was bass, the speaker would shake. and like there would be no bass. Like that is ridiculous. In a movie theater, have popped speakers.
Yeah,
what the hell are you paying for then?
That theater's terrible. I haven't been there since I was in like grade four.
I hated that. It's terrible. And the people there just don't give a damn, man. They're just talking and stuff. One guy had his phone out to yell at somebody, right? I'm like, yo, I'm gonna end up in a fight with somebody here. I just hate going to that movie theater.
So this is my rule of thumb is if you're watching Ultra AVX or IMAX, Cineplex. If you're watching regular, always Landmark.
Landmark, yeah.
And they have the best popcorn.
Landmark has the best popcorn?
Yeah, because what Cineplex did was when we went to go watch John Wick, my popcorn, the butter all seeped through the bag and ruined my pants and arch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the butter never came out. The butter never. So now I just have a big blob on my sweats.
So then what did we tell you to do?
Dip them all in butter.
Yeah.
But where am I going to, like, how? Like, I want to because I actually really like those sweats.
Yeah.
And they were brand new, so I'm pissed. So maybe I should
message customer service.
Yeah, and then get.
They're not going to do anything.
They have to.
They're just going to give you a coupon for butter.
Coupon for butter.
Not even popcorn, just butter.
Just butter.
You know who has the worst popcorn?
Sinisphere.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It was so stale and like it wasn't good.
It's not like a massive theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have good popcorn.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, Sinisphere is like Ontario Place Theater. It's like IMAX's testing grounds for their new tech. So they usually get a lot of the new IMAX stuff first before anyone else. So they have like the best IMAX theater, but everything else is kind of subpar.
Yeah. But we watched Dune there, which was a phenomenal movie.
That was
amazing.
Watching Dune there was an amazing experience.
I really enjoyed that.
I can't wait for the second one. I'm so excited.
I actually need to take you guys to the Sinisphere.
Yes, we need to go.
Yeah, show you that. It was really cool.
Can I bring my own popcorn?
I don't think that's allowed.
Sure.
I just can't. It's disgusting.
Also, this is the first time I've ever had to deal with that. Going to Sinisphere, the seats are not reserved.
Yeah.
First come, first serve. You have to stand in a line. As soon as it opens, run to your seats and get your seats and then get your food.
Like the good old days.
The good old days, yeah. Do you guys always get popcorn?
Oh, yeah. I go just for the popcorn.
I used to always get Twizzlers.
Yeah.
I would just... I didn't like popcorn back then, but now Guggen always likes popcorn, so we get popcorn.
Why
now.
Twizzlers from a movie theater? That's more expensive than just buying Twizzlers from the mall. Like, popcorn I can understand, but like... You're just buying regular candy.
You want to know the reason why?
Why?
I'm too lazy to go get Twizzlers from a different store.
Yep.
You can tell me.
What do you mean? You're going to go to a different store by yourself and buy Twizzlers?
Gurgamal, I am independent.
You would drag me with you. 100%
yeah,
you would drag
home.
Me with you.
Like, you're home. And
there's
home,
no
so
difference
much,
in me just going to the store myself and getting it.
Yeah, but you're not going.
But you're not going.
Exactly. That's why I get it.
Well, we have to go get popped so we can get your Twizzlers.
Okay.
But no, the popcorn, I actually didn't love movie theater popcorn before, but once I started doing layered butter, that's when
layered butter is key.
I didn't know about that until Gurkamal came around. So yeah, guys, if you don't know layered butter,
I haven't done flavors in a while. I don't know if they still do them.
They don't. Cineplex
they don't?
Used to have ketchup flavor.
Ketchup, they used to have like white cheddar, and then they had the dill, I believe, also, and something else.
I used to do ketchup and it was so good. And then they got rid of
it. Just go to Colonel's.
Yeah, but for the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have...
Because back in the day, you should just be out in the open. You could just take a packet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, hey, we can make money off of this, right? And then they started selling it, right? And then now they just, I guess they got rid of it altogether?
They didn't have packets. They just had the sprinkler cans.
No, they had packets.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember they had sprinkler cans at the concession stand. Yeah.
I don't remember the movie theaters like this.
Have you guys done a drive-in?
No, we wanted to.
There's one in Oakville, I think.
Yeah, there's one in Oakville. Yeah, I've done it.
How's the experience?
It's, if you're going to go there to watch a movie for the movie, then it's not worth it.
Okay.
Right? But if you're going there for the experience of it, right, like a nice little date night or whatever, right, you get your food, it's perfect.
So I think my dad's done a drive-in movie theater. And it makes me mad because I haven't even done it.
You connect your radio station to the...
Oh, so it uses your car speakers.
Yeah, so that's the downside, right? So if you reverse into it, right, then you have to flip forward and you have to move all the speakers to the back of the trunk and stuff, right? But if you put your car facing forward, then that's okay. But then It depends. Like, if you would want to go, like, the pickup truck's perfect for it, right?
Which we don't have anymore.
Yeah. But, like, or a big SUV because it has a big window. It's perfect to do. Or you could just open the trunk up and then make a little makeshift table in the back, right?
Well, so you can sit outside of your car.
You can. Like, you get, like, lawn chairs.
I thought you can only sit in the car and watch it.
Like, every time I thought of it, I always thought about it with, like, the trunk open. Yeah. Just because, like, you could spread your legs out. Like, it's more comfortable, in my opinion.
You could just get lawn chairs and sit in front of your car.
Can they just give you a radio that you can put on and watch from there instead of using car speakers?
You use your car speakers.
Okay, because, like, if you had a pickup, then you could just sit in the bed, but there's no speakers in the bed.
Well, you would hook it up to your radio. Right, like FM transmitters easier.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I want to try it out, but yeah, it was hard to go because they sometimes just randomly close.
It's first come first serve, right?
And also based on weather. We were looking during COVID time.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there was nothing to do, so we're like, why don't we do a drive-in? So there wasn't much going on.
It's perfect if you want to see old movies.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like, I remember when I went. They
play new movies, I think.
No, they do.
Oh, okay.
Right? But, like, I didn't want to go watch. Like, at the time, I believe, I can't remember what. A Marvel movie came out or something. I'm like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But at the time, they were also playing The Mask. Mm-hmm. And they were also playing Back to the Future. Right? So it was, like, great to go check those movies out. Right?
Yeah, Cinesphere does the same thing where they play random classic movies.
Yeah.
And then sometimes if they get the license for it, they can do new movies. But yeah, I remember they had, like, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, they do.
And Dark Knight for, like, a while playing at Cinesphere.
Yeah.
They have Mario right now.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to check out, right? Obviously, you have to go at night.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's a giant projector.
Yeah.
But by that movie theater, there's a mall, right, that has a few restaurants. Mm-hmm. So you just go to the restaurants, get some food, but as takeout, and then right, like, 15 minutes before the movie starts, you set up, or 10 minutes before, you set up your back of your car or whatever, get a table, put food on it and stuff, and then get ready to watch.
So can you park anywhere, or do they just let you?
So there's these, like, random mounds, right?
Yeah.
That, like, your car would go into, and you could park anywhere. It's like seats, basically, for your car.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to check out.
Yeah, we can try it. It's not that far from here.
I don't want to sit on lawn chairs, though. Those are not comfortable.
Well, you just sit in your car.
Yeah, I would just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
And if it rains, then you use your wipers to...
Then it's an experience. Then it's like you're getting 4D experience with water splashing all over you.
And if you don't really care too much about the movie, it's great for, like, just talking and watching at the same time. At that point, it doesn't matter.
I think we're past that.
Past what?
Talking.
What, we just watch movies in silence now?
Yeah, we do.
Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, in theaters, you can't really talk.
Well, at home, when I ask you any question about a movie, you'll be like, okay, I'll tell you later.
No, it isn't. You ask me questions about stuff that's going to happen. So I'm like, just watch the movie.
Okay,
that's
so we watched Captain America the other day.
Which one?
The first one.
The first one.
She's still going through phase one.
And it was just so funny because I had an epiphany of something that is happening, but they had already explained it. I just didn't pick up on it. So I was like, oh my God, Krikumbel, this is probably why XYZ happened. And he's like, you just figured that out.
Yeah, she didn't understand that he was in, like, a group that was testing to see which one of them would get the serum. She was like,
that's literally, like, the first half of the movie.
He said, is he going to be your pick, right? Like, is he really going to be your pick? And I thought they were just going to pick who's going to train the next batch of soldiers.
Yeah, she didn't know there was a serum. She thought they were just training super soldiers by training them.
Yeah.
Even though they explicitly said,
and so I thought serum. He was going to be the super trainer because he was just innovative. Right? Like, the fly.
That was a superpower. That's
right. Yeah. He's an innovative trainer.
No, honestly, because everybody was, like, climbing up the pole and he's like, yeah, let me just get the pole down and get the flag off. And so he was innovative, right? So you look disappointed.
Yeah, because
that just means you weren't paying attention.
No, I thought he was innovative, and then
he was. That's why one of the reasons they selected.
Yeah,
him.
And then I was so confused because I'm like, how is he going to be a superhero but just be innovative?
He's because you can't fight the world. Boy.
Iron Man does, to be fair.
Yeah, but Iron Man creates things that make him strong. Yeah, but Iron Man,
his superpower is money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, for Captain America, like, at that point, I'm like, you're a scrawny guy who is innovative. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it, right? Because Tony Stark, like, he still has an industry and he can build stuff and develop stuff, right? But then this guy, and it's so bad, I don't remember his name. Is it Peter? Steven. Steven.
Steven Rogers.
Steven, yes.
Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers.
Steve.
Steven Strange.
Steven Strange.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. So Steve, like, he doesn't really have the means to create anything to make him a superpower. So I was really confused. So when they said Sarah, I'm like,
oh. Yep.
It was like way after. Like,
drugged up.
There was that part where the doctor was talking to him and he's like, oh yeah, so you can't drink because of your procedure tomorrow.
I thought they understand. I thought they were just doing a procedure because, like, to check, like, drug tests. Yeah, that's what
he thought it was. Like, oh,
did, did you also realize that it was Tony Stark's dad there?
Yeah, Gerkamel told me that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have realized.
Yeah. Then now the next movie is Avengers, so we'll watch that.
Oh, the first one,
the first Avengers.
Yeah. So is Avengers like everybody?
So all the heroes, all the movies you've seen up until now, they're. Come back for
so Avengers. All of them.
Yeah, basically all the Avengers.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. It was fun. Avengers was really good.
It was okay. I don't think it holds up now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I'm playing it in my head right now, and it's just like it doesn't hold up to
after watching Phase One after so long. They are very basic superhero movies.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'm remembering Avengers being kind of the same. So. Let's see. Because I remember when watching it in theaters, everyone was hyped.
It's really hard now for these superhero movies to top Endgame.
Infinity War.
So good.
Or just Infinity War.
Yeah.
Nothing can top Infinity War
in terms of... You're giving me spoilers right now.
Not really. I'm just talking about titles.
You watched these.
I didn't watch Endgame.
Yeah, then.
I haven't watched Endgame. I just know... So one of my friends, she came into work and she was just really sad. So I know everyone dies.
Spoilers. Yeah. So, I guess we're going to end the podcast right there.
Why? Because everyone died?
Just like this podcast. So if you guys want to check us out, please drop us a line at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. Did I get that right?
Dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com.
That's O-N-E, not the number one. And you can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Day One Updates with an S.
Yes. And also, if you are listening to this on Spotify, Spotify now has a feature where we can actually like put questions and polls in each episode. So if you guys are listening on Spotify, I'm going to have a question or a poll posted. Just answer. Give a response.
Drop us a... Let us know you're alive.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Not dead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or not a robot. That would be really nice.
Guggen, thank you for... being here today?
My pleasure.
You did really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll try to have you on more often, maybe.
Yeah.
Or not at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you're here for like the actual pop culture part.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at that.
It's okay. We're not really good at it either.
Yeah, that is true.
So anyways, guys.
Yep. Thank you for listening, and hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you guys did, please consider following us and tuning in next week for our next episode with hopefully Gulzar back.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yes, very much. All
right. And follow us.
Thank you very much. Peace out.